content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Carrie Magazine, Yes Weekly, Charlotte Magazine, Walter, and Wilmington Magazine. My first article is from Carrie Magazine, Restaurant Profile, Cape Fear Seafood Company, by David McCreary. A new restaurant has opened in Cary that definitely fills a void, and people are quickly finding safe harbor there. Cape Fear Seafood Company, which originated in Wilmington back in 2008, is actively angling for diners in the Triangle. The growing full-service concept now has multiple locations in Wake County, with two in Raleigh, one in Wake Forest, and now the latest at McGregor Square on Lake Pine Drive, which opened in May. Cary has been on our map for several years, but the right timing didn't happen until recently, says franchisee Eddie Elliott, who worked with business partner Matt Wyville to reel in an ideal outpost just off Highway 64 near Costco. While Cape Fear is an award-winning franchise eatery, the new spot is locally owned and operated. I started at the original location in Wilmington in 2011 as a part-time bartender, Eddie recalls, adding that visionary founder Evans Trawick gave him an opportunity to help fulfill the company's mission to transport guests on a coastal culinary journey. Upon entering the Cary space, patrons find themselves immersed in a buoyant blue-green oasis that conjures a relaxed beach vibe. Walls are adorned with a mix of Wilmington photographer Ned Leary's serene nautical shots and one-of-a-kind copper sculptures, a sea turtle, an octopus, and a lucky grouper, handcrafted by Western North Carolina-based artist R. Haynes Hoffman, Jr. When it comes to what emerges from the kitchen, the menu casts a wide net that yields calabash-style seafood platters, grilled shrimp, beer-battered fish and chips, broiled scallops, snow crab legs, and much more. Landlubbers will appreciate choices like a 12-ounce ribeye steak, seared chicken breast, and an Angus beef cheeseburger. There's something for everyone here, says General Manager Jay Niemeyer, a Durham native and seasoned restaurant operations specialist. We also have the best calabash seafood you'll find anywhere outside of the beach. Eddie adds that Cape Fear is unique not just for the extensive bill of fare, but additionally for its consumer-friendly prices. To that point, lunch specials are available daily until 4 p.m. We consciously keep in mind the person who wants to come in and get the shrimp basket or the Cedric fried fish sandwich, which are both under $14, he says. One guy thinks Cape Fear is where he goes for his wedding anniversary, while another person comes in and dines with us three times a week. Whenever you visit, start your meal with a first-rate appetizer, such as seared ahi tuna served alongside Asian sesame coleslaw, mini lump crab cakes with an emulsified lemon beurre blanc, and Thai chili-tinged sweet and spicy jumbo shrimp. Want some soup? A thyme and garlic-infused creamy chowder involves clams, bacon, potatoes, and seafood magic seasoning, while guest favorite roasted red pepper and crab bisque comes brimming with back fin lump crab. Both are obtainable by the cup or bowl. Among the standout entrees, don't ignore the sumptuous shrimp and grits with bacon, mushrooms, and tomato, immersed in a low country cream sauce and served atop perfectly thick cheese grits. The dish was named one of five must-try shrimp and grits in North Carolina in a 2013 edition of Our State magazine. Also consider diving into the popular saltimbocca, a term that means jumps in the mouth, featuring chef's choice of whitefish, enveloped in thinly sliced prosciutto and perched on a bed of spinach with mushrooms, tomatoes, goat cheese, and Parmesan. The bountiful whole boat combo platter overflows with lightly battered fried shrimp, flounder, oysters, clams, and scallops served with hush puppies, French fries, and coleslaw. Can't-go-wrong desserts range from classic creme brulee and an espresso brownie sundae to a legit key lime pie and blueberry cobbler served a la mode, which pays homage to an Evans family recipe. Customers seem grateful for the new Cape Fear and its proximity to Apex, Holly Springs, and the surrounding area. Cary resident Alan Lawton and his wife Donna came in for dinner recently and ordered crab legs and grilled shrimp, respectively. "We both thoroughly enjoyed our meals," Alan says. "Both portions were generous, and the seasoning and cooking were done to perfection." A stellar Sunday brunch runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekly, churning out offerings like biscuits and gravy with lump crab meat, a low country breakfast bowl with blackened jumbo shrimp, sunny side up eggs, and Dewey sausage and fingerling potatoes, and the goat cheese frittata, a fusion of goat cheese, eggs, spinach, mushrooms, onions, roasted tomatoes, asparagus, and red peppers served in a cast iron skillet. Editorial plea to the powers that be, please add a Saturday brunch option soon. As for drinks, the wine list showcases whites and reds from Argentina, California, France, Italy, and New Zealand, available by the glass or bottle. You'll find half a dozen beers on draft, mostly originating in North Carolina. Sunday through Thursday, we offer drink specials, Eddie says. We also have an accessible full-service bar with quality craft cocktails. Service at Cape Fear is noticeably warm and welcoming. What's more, it feels authentic. "Southern hospitality is a core value for us," Jay says. "We hire genuinely friendly team members who enjoy working together and treat our guests well." One other meaningful factor makes the restaurant stand apart: a heartwarming, charitable component. In 2014, Cape Fear founders Evans and Nikki Trawick's daughter, Andy, was born with a severe congenital heart defect. After enduring 3 open-heart surgeries and spending extensive time in the hospital, Andy ultimately recovered and today lives a vibrant, healthy life. 4 years after her birth, her parents partnered with Duke Children's Hospital in Durham and established the Trawick Pediatric Cardiology Research Fund to advance cardiac treatment for children like their daughter. Nowadays, $1 from each sale of Cape Fear's Surf and Turf Chimichurri Appetizer, Andy's favorite, goes towards the research fund. Since 2018, more than $246,000 has been raised for this worthy cause. Cape Fear Seafood Company is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, including the aforementioned Sunday brunch. Reservations are recommended. Cape Fear Seafood Company is located at 1885 Lake Pine Drive in Cary. Their number is 919-378-0060 and the website capefearseafoodcompany.com. From Yes Weekly, "Chow Down with John Batchelor at Taza Indian Bistro" by John Batchelor. I have some acquaintances from my real estate open houses who have more experience with and know more about Indian food than I do because they or their families are from India. Several of them have identified Taza as their favorite Indian restaurant in the Triad. I've never been to India, so my experience with Indian food is limited to area restaurants. My experiences at Taza led me to respect their opinion. I really enjoyed the food here. Taza is an expression from northern India that means fresh, certainly a good theme for a restaurant. The first Taza opened in Burlington in 2011. Greensboro came in 2015, and a third installation opened in Clemens this year. The website explains that their cuisine is rooted in the bold culinary traditions of South India and inspired by dishes from across the subcontinent. Chef owner Chilappa Yasin is a native of Chennai in South India. He went to culinary school in India, earning a degree in hotel management and culinary arts, then cooked on cruise ships, as well as in restaurants in Miami, Charlotte, and Raleigh. His partner in Greensboro is Mohan Chinnathambahi, originally from Madurai in Tamil Nadu, India. He graduated from culinary school in India, then worked as a chef and management trainee in hotels and resorts before moving to the United States. He was a manager at Royal India in Raleigh, where he met Yasin. After a stint in Austin, Texas, Mohan returned to North Carolina with Yasin to co-found Taza Bistro in Greensboro. And that was all from their website. All my visits took place at the Greensboro location. The look is contemporary, rather sleek. Guests sit at tables or in booths. A small bar occupies the rear of the restaurant. A wide array of cocktails is offered, in addition to a solid selection of international beers, including some from India. I would praise this wine list anywhere, both for quality and value, but in an Indian restaurant, it's phenomenal. The Alexander Gewürztraminer matches a lot of the food here especially well. Two appetizer platters provide an introduction to several starters. Mixed vegetables includes vegetable samosa, fried pastry pockets filled with spiced vegetables, seasoned potatoes and peas wrapped in a light pastry, and spinach bites, cooked leaves battered and fried. The non-vegetable platter consists mainly of chicken in various preparations, chicken fritters marinated in yogurt and lime, fried wings marinated in ginger garlic paste, and charcoal-grilled breast cubes. All are delicious. I love Indian breads. Naan is a puffy, soft flatbread baked in a clay oven. Here, several varieties are offered. We ordered servings of garlic and cheese and found both to be immensely enjoyable. Main courses show not just exotic aromas and flavors, but a high level of execution in the kitchen. Indian restaurants are usually a good source for vegetarian dishes, and Taza does them well indeed. Aloo Gobi Masala combines fresh cauliflower and potatoes cooked with ginger. The texture is kind of soupy, studded with al dente vegetables. Navaratna Korma joins paneer cheese, carrots, onions, ginger, lima peas, green beans, and cauliflower with dried fruits and nuts in a light cream sauce. Skipping meat does not mean diminishing flavor. These taste great, and the slightly firm vegetables, along with nuts, provide texture. Fowl, seafood, and meats are just as good. Servers ask the level of spicy heat desired. My wife and I both found medium to be just right. If you do not like intensity, you should probably specify low. Chicken korma is cooked in creamy, rich gravy with dried fruits and nuts. The chicken itself is tender and fresh-tasting, moist and steamy. Shrimp kulambu provides 10 medium-large shrimp, deveined, in coconut curry broth spiced with South Indian spices, blended and ground in-house. Getting shrimp to the table in a broth this hot and not overcooking them is just this side of marvelous. I took them out and set them aside to arrest the cooking and keep them tender, pouring broth over them and combining each one with rice. These are served with basmati rice on the side, here delightfully flaky and flavorful. Use the gravy or sauce over the rice and savor the result. In most cases, a thick metal bowl keeps the broth very hot. Excellent attention to detail. Tandoori Murg is Cornish hens marinated in ginger, garlic, and yogurt, baked in the clay oven. I have had tandoori chicken dishes in other Indian restaurants, and they always taste good, but these small birds earned particular praise for their moist and tender interior. Lamb steak appears in the house specials section of the menu. The classification is justified. Three strips of lamb tenderloin are presented over lettuce and shredded red cabbage. The lamb is tender and juicy, just a better quality meat than I usually encounter in this price range, regardless of the restaurant's genre. Another clear winner. And they have red wines here that live up to this challenge. This comes with mixed vegetables, snow peas, cauliflower, and carrot slices. In a party of four, we shared just a little something sweet, gulab jamun. These are deep-fried milk dumplings soaked in saffron sugar syrup. Seriously sweet. My wife and I both vowed to put Taza on our list of return visit restaurants. This has become a personal favorite. Taza is located at 1216 Bridford Parkway M in Greensboro. Their phone is 336-285-7878. The website, taazabistro@gmail.com. And as the article said, there are also locations located in Burlington and Clemens, North Carolina. Next up from Walter, a little luck, Mala Pata's Masa Infused Menu by Catherine Curran. It is said that good things take time, and that is certainly true of masa, a pillar of the menu at Mala Pata. It starts with corn sourced from Oaxaca, Mexico, a region known for centuries for its heirloom varieties of this versatile crop. After the corn is harvested, it's dried for several weeks in Oaxaca before it's sent here, says Zach Gragg, Mala Pata's executive chef and co-owner. For this dried corn to turn into masa, it has to go through a process called nixtamalization. Gragg and his team cook the kernels for an hour, then soak it for at least 18 hours in calcium hydroxide to remove its outer skin. Then it's rinsed, washed, and ground, creating a multi-purpose ingredient with a doughy consistency and earthy flavor. The masa is really a labor of love, says Gragg. From the time we start the cooking process, it's about a day and a half before we can use it in a dish. Masa can be found across the menu in many forms, from tortillas and tostadas to chips and flautas, even in cocktails. We are cooking about 100 pounds of dry corn each week, and that produces about 200 pounds of masa, says Gragg. But the hard work pays off, says Marshall Davis, another co-owner. We've had a number of folks visit us that either grew up in Mexico or have roots in Mexico that have said, "This tastes like home." We live for those moments. Much like its key ingredient, Mala Pata has taken some time to coalesce from a pandemic idea into the brick-and-mortar restaurant that opened in May in Gateway Plaza. Along with Gragg and Davis, Mala Pata is the brainchild of Raleigh food veterans Angela Salamanca, Eric Montagna, and Justin Passfield. The partners connected during the pandemic while working to open individual concepts at the Durham Food Hall. Each was having their own struggles opening and closing restaurant concepts and joked about their Mala Pata. It's a slang term that refers to the bad luck we have encountered, says Salamanca, who also owns Downtown's Centro. They started cooking together, serving up food through pop-up meals at places like Raleigh Wine Shop and Longleaf Swine Barbecue, where they sold out of tamales in 23 minutes at one event. The pop-ups worked to create buzz for several years as they waited for the right spot to open. Even though it was challenging, we were lucky to work through all of that together and to re-envision how to approach business in the future, Salamanca says. It also speaks to the spirit of us as entrepreneurs, always making do with what we have, using creative ways to make things work. Visit Mala Pata and you'll be convinced it's worth the wait. Tucked into the western end of Gateway Plaza, the black facade of the restaurant is marked by a mural of a giant yellow eagle. Signage directs guests to enter through the side door, where inside they'll find a sunny, eclectic space done in a palette of yellow, burnt orange, browns, and greens. The modular space is outfitted with simple light wood tables and chairs. Bright murals of corn and cactus adorn the walls, along with canvases depicting traditional Mexican jaguar masks painted by local artist Tyler Wolf. Pottery and clay masks hang on the wall. Plants and books line the bar. Guests can dine with a clear view of Greg and team in action, or for a different experience, sit in the Yellow Room, a tucked-away alcove with banquette seating. The menu is meant to be explored and shared, full of Latin American-inspired dishes to pair with bright, playful cocktails. We're trying to create dishes where people can really explore all of the flavors, says Greg. Guests will find a few twists on Mexican favorites, like the guacamole plate, which is served with pickled onion and pepitas, and ones that nod to Latin culture in novel ways, like the piña y queso, a salad with bright bites of grilled pineapple and queso fresco, topped with radicchio and a pineapple vinaigrette. It's an unexpected combo of flavors, delicate and fun, says Salamanca. There are several taco options, with fillings like pork carnitas or relleno fried NC drum, enchiladas with a chirwine mole, and a grilled whole fish served with mango salsa, and, of course, homemade tortillas. Davis, who partnered with Salamanca for many years at the recently closed Gallo Pelon Mezcaleria, is leading the beverage operation for both Malapata and Peyote, a colorful, eclectic bar adjacent to the dining room. Malapata and Peyote are a bit different from each other, but they still speak the same language, says Greg. Peyote has fresh takes on classic Mexican cocktails, like the Fuego Margarita, an electric green, slightly spicy version of the classic, and the Banana Painkiller, a fruity, nutty refresher. Davis even incorporates Malapata's heirloom masa into house-made liqueurs and syrups that he uses for a variety of cocktails. One of them is the Nixta Tonic, his taste on a spritz. It's bubbly and herbaceous with undertones of sweet corn. We intended that to be the drink that people start with if they're waiting for a table or if they're just getting a small plate at the bar, he says. Salamanca said that, like Malapata, the idea for Peyote was born as a result of the many pivots they all took during the pandemic. We knew we wanted a small bar that could operate independently from the restaurant, she says. We wanted the space to feel fun and funky. And in one of our brainstorming sessions, we joked about doing Peyote so we could get into an altered headspace to come up with a name. Contrary to popular mythology, Salamanca says, the team never actually did get into the Peyote, but the name stuck, she laughs. While still in development, Peyote will eventually have a smaller, slightly varied bar menu that pulls from Malapata's vernacular, geared towards snacks like chips and queso and late-night bites like pizza box nachos. Despite some bad luck along the way, delays, permits, and construction woes, the decision to open in Gateway was an easy one from the start, Salamanca says. We're excited about helping to revitalize a plaza that's been part of the city's history for such a long time. Agrees Greg, there's some really talented people in this area, and everyone's just been extremely supportive of each other's growth. Malapata is located at 2431 Crabtree Boulevard in Raleigh. Their phone is 919-322-8252 and their website malapatanc.com. From Wilmington Magazine, Vochos Urban Mexican Kitchen by Judy Royal. Before he was serving quesabirria and mezcal sour cocktails, Alex Zaragoza dreamed of becoming an architect and even studied the profession for a couple of years. However, the pull of his family's culinary legacy proved stronger than any blueprint, leading him to a career of crafting flavors rather than designing buildings. The longtime local restaurateur's latest venture is Vochos Urban Mexican Kitchen, a vibrant homage to Mexico City's bold flavors and bustling street food culture. With a menu that's as colorful as the city that inspires it, Zaragoza is offering Wilmington diners a fresh, distinctive taste of Mexico, one plate at a time. After 3 years of planning, Vochos opened in January at 1138 Military Cutoff Road in the old Mayfair Ruby Tuesday building. Diners should not expect a cookie-cutter experience, but instead something new and unexpected. The whole concept was to create an upscale atmosphere to show the community that we have different options other than Tex-Mex, Zaragoza says. Tex-Mex is amazing and people love it, but I wanted to focus on creating something unique. So you'll find a few familiar items on the menu, such as traditional guacamole, but some versions blend the avocado concoction with bites of crispy smoked pork belly or ribeye bites. Another highlight is the birria, a brothy braised meat dish served on bao buns with chihuahua cheese and pickled red onions. Several varieties of tacos round out the lineup of street food favorites. Vochos also offers more elevated options, including multiple ceviches and tiraditos featuring fresh seafood and main dishes of slow-cooked pork shank and enchiladas with homemade mole. Zaragoza shakes things up a bit with fusion items that blend the flavors of Mexico with Peruvian and Asian cuisine, such as four types of Mexican sushi, including Independencia, a mix of shrimp tempura, cucumber cream cheese, Mexican street corn, spicy mayonnaise, and microgreens. Creating dishes and seeing people enjoy them, it's like gasoline for a car, he says. It keeps me going, pushes me to be better. Zaragoza, who has been working in restaurants since his family moved to the United States in 2001, strives for the cocktail menu to impress guests just as much as the food, with libations such as the Passion Fruit Pisco Sour, Zona Rosa Negroni, and Kahlua Colado. It's not just mixing juice, he says. We make every single syrup in-house. Currently, Vochos is open for dinner daily and has lunch hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Vochos Urban Mexican Kitchen is located at 1138 Military Cutoff Road in Wilmington. Their number is 910-239-9343, and the website, vochosurbankitchen.com. That's all the time we have today for Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for